You let the Word of God correct you. That's what it's for. It's given for reproof, doctrine. The Word of God will change your thinking. It will change your mind. It will change your steps if you'll think about it and you'll do it.
Did you know that God has a covenant plan for your life? Are you walking in that master plan? Today, Gloria Copeland's message centers on finding yourself in His Word. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about walking out the master plan that God has for our lives, for our individual lives. He's got a plan for us that we're called to do. So we want to get into it and find out what to do and how to do. We're going to look back again at the scripture in Ephesians 2 about the plan. It says we are God. Well, let's look at verse 8. For God saved you by His special favor or by His grace. This is the New Living Translation. When you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift of God. Salvation, that's why we call it grace. We're saved by grace, and yet we did have something to do with it in that we had to obey God and turn to Him and receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. So we are a masterpiece with a master plan. And really that should propel our lives. We should think about that in our lives as we go day by day, doing what we do every day, going to work every day, doing this every day, whatever we do every day. We should always bear in mind that we're born of God, that we've been made a masterpiece. He's recreated us, the scripture says, in Christ Jesus, born anew that we may do those good works which He predestined and planned beforehand for us. So we are a masterpiece with a master plan. Now what we want to do is find out and walk in the light of that plan. You know, as far as my own experience is concerned, God, I didn't know the Lord. I didn't know anything about being led of the Lord until I was a grown woman. I just didn't know. But the Lord had, I look back on my life and I see that He had His hand on my life for all those years, even though I did not even know Him. I didn't even know anybody that knew Him intimately as Lord and Savior and anybody that was allowing themselves to be a part of God's master plan, looking to Him every day for guidance and so on. But I look back and I see that the Lord had a plan for my life from the beginning. I just didn't know it. And so when we think about being the masterpiece with a master plan, We seek God, we go to His Word, we find out what He says in general to all of us, and then we begin to obey those things, walk those tracks that He tells us to walk, like in our own lives. You know, I remember that when I began to hear from the Lord, He still talks to me about my own life, about what I should do. If I miss it, I should repent and make it right. If I get out of love, I should be listening and know and realize I've got to get back in love. I can't just keep going down a wrong track. And so the Lord helps us. As we walk out this master plan, He doesn't show us the end from the beginning. He shows us a step at a time. In my own life, Ken was preached for years and years and years and years before I ever had a thought about being in the pulpit and teaching and preaching. I didn't even think about it. I wasn't interested in that. It just never was my thought. It was not something like I knew from a child that I would do. No, I didn't know. I didn't even know as an adult I would do that. But then one day, see, I'm just going along, taking care of my children, taking care of my husband, traveling in the ministry with him, helping him and supporting him, and just perfectly happy as I could be. And they sent me a prophecy. Somebody I didn't even know sent a prophecy in the mail. And now we'd been in the ministry. We were in the ministry, but I mean, I wasn't ministering or anything, but Ken and I had been in the ministry for years at this point. Somebody sent a prophecy in the mail, and it said to me, God has something he wants you to do. Well, I had no clue that he did that, but somebody had it strong enough to write me a letter and tell me that. So I just naturally began to pray about it. I was out on the porch in Arkansas. Everybody was still asleep. I was having my morning prayer time. And I thought about that letter. And I said, Lord, if you've got something you want me to do, you know I'll be glad to do it. And so that was it. I never had had an inkling of this before that day. I went in. I finished praying. I went in and I was washing my hair. And I got this so strong. I want you to teach on healing in every meeting. Well, I'm telling you, that was not something that just gradually crept up on me. I had never had that thought before that moment that I was just washing my hair. And so it came so strong that when Ken got up, I said, Ken, I got this so strong from the Lord. All I heard was, I want you to start teaching healing. And he didn't actually say, I don't think he said in every service at that time, but I think he said, I want you to start teaching healing is what I heard. And so that was, seems to me that was in the fall maybe. And so Ken said, when I told him that, he said, well, okay. And so we added a service, and that was in the Word, as I recall from the Lord, to add a service and start teaching healing. So we did that. And the next meeting was in Florida. It was maybe a month later or something. It was in Florida. And so in that meeting, I got up and I began to talk about healing. Did I feel comfortable doing it? No. Did I want to do it? No. Did I do it? Yes, I did. Thank God. And so we went through, I think that was in the fall, and we had maybe four meetings before the first of the year. So we scheduled an extra meeting, and I just began to give healing scriptures. And you know, people, my lovely family and people make fun of the way I did it. And they say, I just stood there and read scriptures. Well, what else was I to do? I didn't know. So that's what I did. So we went through the fall, went through two or three meetings, as I recall. And I thought, well, great. I have done this. I have taught on healing. I did what the Lord told me. So I thought, well, first of the year, I'll just quit doing this. And so a word from the Lord came to Ken on the platform. Now, I was thinking, see, it's over. I've done it for 3 months, and this is it. Now, I wasn't laying hands on people at that time. I was just strictly giving healing scriptures and talking whatever I got from the Lord. But I'm sure it was not all that exciting. But at any rate, it wasn't all that exciting to me either, because I didn't want to do it, but I was doing it. So in this meeting in Florida, which I thought would be my last meeting to do it, I decided, well, I've done it. The word of the Lord came to Ken on the platform, and he said, Gloria, the Lord just spoke to me, and he said, I want this healing school to continue until I come. Well, I tell you, that was a blow. And I had never had such a thought in my life. But what are you going to do? The prophet you're married to got a word from the Lord, and he said, I want this healing school to continue until I come. So I just dropped all thought of ever not teaching healing. Now, that's been years and years. I think it was maybe in 78 or 79. That's been years and years and years ago. And I have a mandate. Now I have a word from the Lord. The Lord said, through the man of God, do it. So I don't have any thought of not doing it anymore. Have I been glad? Yes, I've been glad. Have I enjoyed it? Yes, I've enjoyed it. Has it been a blessing? It's been a wonderful blessing to me to walk that out and see people healed and delivered and get to be used by God in that capacity. Yes, it's been wonderful. But would I have done it? Oh, my own, no, I didn't want to do it. But see, God knew that I could. He knew that was in me. He knew He could work through me. And that's just the way things happen. You get things in your heart. That day, I didn't hear an audible voice from the Lord. It's like I had a strong knowing just after I said, Lord, is there something you want me to do? I just, that same morning, within the hour, I had this strong knowing to have. Actually, after I got up from prayer and I began to wash my hair, I got this strong knowing to do that. I just heard that so plain and then began to do it. Now, that's just the way you walk these things out. You hear from heaven. You get an inward witness. It doesn't have to be anything from that involves another person. You get an inward witness. You begin to be pulled in a direction. And sometimes it's not always that dramatic. I mean, now I don't think of any other time that ever happened to me just that way. But now I've learned to follow after my spirit. Now that was what we've been reading in Proverbs in about the shining path. The path, it says in Proverbs 4:18, the path of the righteous, the just and righteous, is like the light of dawn. And it shines more and more, brighter and clearer, until it reaches its full strength and glory in the perfect day to be prepared. That path that day was just open to me, and I got it. And then, as I was about to be unfaithful and quit it, the word of the Lord came and said He wanted me to continue on that path. Well, that was a shining path. That was not something that appealed to me. That wasn't something I wanted to do at all. But I knew it was God. And I have been so grateful and thankful that I didn't quit. And that's the way you'll be about the things God tells you to do. You may not even want to do it. You may not can even see yourself doing it. But when we do like the children of Israel did and we put our foot in the water, the Red Sea will open up. And so we have to be bold about these things. And we have to do what the Spirit of God tells us. We have to walk it out in our heart. And not, sometimes we walk it out in fear and trembling, I guess, just because we don't know. We can't see ourselves doing that. But the Lord never intends for you to do something on your own. He didn't intend for me to be able to do that on my own. I couldn't do that on my own. I couldn't get out in front of people and speak on my own and have anything good come out. But He could do it through me. Now, what did I have to do? I had to yield to Him. Now, in studying on walking this on this shining path, that was the shining path for my life. That was really the biggest thing in my spiritual life up to this time after, you know, being born again. So, and I'm talking about assignments that the Lord ever told me to do. And it was vital to my life. It changed my life. It changed my personality. It changed a lot of things about me. I mean, it just pays to do what God tells you to do. So that was my shining path. And, of course, that's the way you live out your life. Every day, you spend time with God. You spend time in prayer. And you listen to what we call the inward witness on the inside about what you're to do, decisions you're to make. You know, I believe that if we'll pay attention to the Spirit of God and the Word of God, we don't have to walk in the darkness. We don't have to be wondering what to do. We come to a place. The Scripture says, roll your works upon the Lord, and He will cause your thoughts to be agreeable to His will. Now, I've stood on that Scripture a long, long time. I depended upon that Scripture. Roll your works over on the Lord, and He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to His will. So shall your plans be established and succeed. That's a very important scripture in I think it's in Proverbs 16. It was a key to my being able to hear from heaven and to trust God. You know, it comes down to trust, faith. You have to have faith in what God tells you to do. You have to have the faith to step out there and do it. I didn't know that. I didn't think I could do that. But here's how deep it was with me. I thought, well, I don't know, but I'll just do it. If I make a fool of myself, I'll just do it. I mean, I'll just do it anyway. So what are you doing? That's seeking first the kingdom of God and His way of doing and being right. Whatever He says is right, it doesn't matter how you look or what you can do about it, if you'll just take that step. So maybe that'll help you in some things that perhaps the Lord's telling you to do. He deals with all of us different. Not everybody's called to preach and minister publicly like that. But some of you are, and you feel like you can't do it. You're right. You can't do it. But the Spirit, the greater one, He that's in us is greater than he that's in the world. And with the greater one in us, we can do anything the greater one tells us to do. Now, that's what we call in Proverbs 4 the shining path. It is the shining path. The path of the uncompromisingly just and righteous is like the light of dawn. How does the light of dawn come? It comes slowly. You just begin to see a little light, and then it gets brighter and brighter. That shines more and more brighter and clearer until it reaches full strength and the glory and glory in the perfect day to be prepared. Then the opposite side of that is the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. So here on one side, you've got God's shining path that's available to you. You can walk in it, and it gets brighter and brighter, and it's got reward and blessing and all good in it. And then over here, you've got the way of darkness, the way of wicked, deep darkness. They don't know at what they stumble. So here is the solution to it. Here's what you do to go on the bright path and not the dark path. In verse 20, it says, this is a very familiar scripture. It's really, really important to your life, and it's been very important to my life. It's what really makes my life blessed and even and prosperous and healthy and all the good things you want life to be. My son, here's you got brightness, shining light, blessing. You got darkness. Deep darkness and ignorance, not knowing what's going on, stumbling. My son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Give your attention to the Word of God, in other words. God is saying to us in this book of Proverbs, really all through the book of Proverbs, He tells us what to do in order to be victorious. And He tells you in plain words that cannot be misunderstood. Attend to the Word. Give your Word. Give the Word of God attention. If you're a nurse attending to a patient, you've got to see to that patient. You can't just go off and disappear for 3 or 4 days and come back and say, did you remember to take your medicine? No, that's your job, to attend to that person. Now, we attend to the Word of God. That is our direction. And it's our medicine. Attend. Give attention to the Word of God. Submit. Consent and submit to my saying. So you pay attention to it. That means you give time to the Word. And then you do what it says. You consent and you submit to what it says. You let the Word of God correct you. That's what it's for. It's given for reproof, doctrine. The Word of God will change your thinking. It will change your mind. It will change your steps if you'll think about it and you'll do it. So consent. Consent and submit. This is the Amplified Bible. Attend to the Word. Give attention to the Word of God. Then do what it says. Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them, the words of God, not depart from your sight. So they should stay in our vision all the time. We shouldn't go weeks at a time without the Word of God. We shouldn't even go days at a time without the Word of God. We should keep our attention on the Word of God. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. Now, giving attention to the Word, keeping it in front of your eyes and your ears, gets the Word of God into your heart. into the center of your heart. And what happens when it gets in your heart? It talks to you. What happens if the words out here is still in my book, but I've never put it in my eyes and my ears, is still out here? It's not going to talk to me from in here if I haven't put it in there. But that's my choice. Everybody can do this. For they are life to those who find them. The words of God are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. So this is God's medicine. I mean, we put it is literally God's medicine. I have taken it like medicine over and over and over and over in my life, and it's brought healing to my body. Why? Because it's God's word. They're faith words. If you put prosperity, blessing words in your eyes from the word of God, it'll go in your eyes, go in your ears, get in your heart, and it'll come up faith for blessing. If you put healing words in your heart, it'll go in your eyes, in your ears, and it'll get in your heart, and it'll come up faith for healing. This is how we have healing school. We just go to the scripture, and we put the word of God, which we call God's medicine, into our eyes and our ears. It gets in our heart. It comes up faith. It quickens our mortal flesh. And the same thing is true with prosperity and the blessing of God. So they are life to those that find it. The word goes in your eyes and your ears, gets in your heart, comes out faith. Verse 23 says, keep and guard your heart, because what's in your heart is what's going to be in your life. You have healing and health in your heart, and you get healing and health in your flesh. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, for out of your heart flow the springs of life. Salvation, deliverance, help, healing, prosperity, it all starts in your heart. And it all comes through your eyes and your ears from the word of God. It gets in your heart and it comes out faith. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance. That means you can't just be lazy about it. You've got to do this on purpose. And above all that, you guard, for out of your heart flows the springs of life. Salvation starts in your heart. Then the next scripture says, put away from you false and dishonest speech. Willful and contrary speech put far from you. Let your eyes look right on, and let your gaze be straight before you. Consider well the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established in order to right. Turn not aside to the right hand or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. If you want to be blessed, you follow that formula right there, and the blessing of God will come in your life. I'll be right back.
Turn right.
Imagine knowing where to go at every turn. How to find your way even if you got lost.
Make a legal U-turn.
And having the confidence that you'll reach your final destination. Most people believe God has a plan for their lives. But with so many roads to choose, how do you know if you're on the right path?
You have arrived at your destination.
In God's Master Plan for Your Life, Gloria Copeland shares 10 keys to fulfill your destiny and help you find and connect to God's perfect will. God has the answers to all of your needs, and He has a personalized plan for every area of your life. Gloria's latest book will encourage and inspire you to trust God and believe Him for His plan. Even if you've taken a wrong turn along the way,
recalculating,
God can get you back on course and put you on the right path. Discover God's master plan for your life and allow the blessing of God to change your life forever. Pre-order God's Master Plan for Your Life before May 1st and receive as a bonus the brand new 60-minute DVD absolutely free. Reserve your copy today and receive the book and the bonus DVD, a $40 value, for a special price of $19.95, including shipping, handling, and taxes. The bonus DVD is an exclusive offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available only through this pre-order special. Order God's Master Plan for Your Life online at kcm.org.
I'm so excited to offer the new book today, God's Master Plan for Your Life. It will make a difference in your life because it's the Word of God. And all we have to do is line up with what God says, and God will do the rest that it takes in our lives. When you order the pre-order, you get a special free DVD with it. I want you to get it, and when you get it, I want you to read it. Get into it and read it. And help your family. Get some, you know, pass it around. Get some for your family. I'm telling you, God's Word makes a difference in our lives. And here's another thing you can do. We've got three Believers Conventions coming up this summer. The West Coast Believers Convention, June the 30th through July the 5th, Long Beach, California. Southwest Believers Convention, August the 4th through the 9th, Fort Worth, Texas. Great Lakes Believers Convention, August the 18th through the 23rd, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You think, well, what do you do at a Believers Convention? Well, we believe. Hallelujah. We hear the Word. We have marvelous speakers come and teach us the things of God. Revelation that just goes in your eyes and in your ears, and it gets into your heart, and it rises up faith for the victory. We have people that have never missed a convention in all these years. I'm one of them. I've never missed a convention. And I always come out stronger than I went in. Hallelujah. So, you know, if you want to change, make a change. Come get in the Word of God. We have healing service on Saturday. There's all kind of great and marvelous teachings and miracles and marvelous things that happen. So come be with us this year. Come to one, come to all. It's free. I'll see you again tomorrow. And remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure. Get ready to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with other anointed ministers from across the country as we come together with believers from around the world. Spend an entire week in the Word at these life-changing meetings in 2008. Start things off in California at the West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th, this year at a new location. Join us at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Then head down to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention from the 4th to the 9th of August at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Finally, come to the Great Lakes Believers Convention, August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information on these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
We want to do what God's told us to do. We want to know and do what He says do with our lives. He has a plan for us. He's got a calling. He's got something for us to do. And with the wisdom of God, we can walk it out.